views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Welcome, everyone, to The Karmic Path. This week's show is all about the karma of being psychic. And remember, our passion is karma. And karma is magnified if the individual is in a position of greater responsibility and they're expected to understand the karmic effects of their actions.
And this is not just with people of psychic ability. This is your police officer, a teacher, anybody who has a position of authority does have a form of elevated karma. And by the way, we are a couple of psychics, but we did not predict that we'd be having some tech difficulties today.
Yeah, sometimes Facebook Live is not an exact science.
So yes, anyways, we'll hopefully be on soon if you're looking for us over there. So,
all right. Well, what gives us the ability to talk about being psychic? And I know
other than we like to talk. No.
Yeah, we'd love to talk about the whole paranormal. And I think the paranormal is so fascinating for people. Yeah. And everywhere I go, you know, when we start talking about the karmic path, people will say, you know, I've had psychic ability since I was a little kid. And they touch you. It's not a creepy touch.
No, either. It's not. It's a connection.
It's an emotional touching.
Because a lot of times it's something that people don't really talk about. They don't know what to do about it. They, you know, am I going to be weird? Am I going to be whatever? And that's a big part of it.
I think that's a really big part of it. And I know that for me as a child, I could see things and do things. And when I was about 8, one of my Siamese died, my Siamese cats. And I kept seeing her ghost. I'd tell my mother, oh, I can see the cat's ghost. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to think, dear.
Right.
You know, the whole pat the person on the head. You're just a little crazy and you're just a little kid. What could you possibly know? But what we're finding is that thousands and thousands of people have psychic ability because having psychic ability is normal.
It is. It's not paranormal. It is normal. And it's more normal than we think it is.
So, okay. Yeah. What happened to you
as
a kid?
As a kid, I would see things and know things. And it did unnerve my parents a bit. But then and I didn't know what to do with these things that I could see and know.
Okay. You're not alone. Right. Lots of people have that issue. Yeah. So keep going.
And, you know, eventually I just sort of like drifted away from it. And then one day as a parent, I'm literally thrown to the deep end of the pool with this stuff.
And you have a big pool.
We do. And it's not green anymore. We had a lot of rain for Southern California. Anyways, I was literally thrown in the deep end of the pool with one of my kids who could, you know, see and talk to anything that literally wasn't there. And I knew she wasn't crazy, but I didn't still, as a parent, I didn't know what to do about it.
Okay, so in your situation, it's as if one day she couldn't and one day she could. It's
there like was someone a switch, turned on a right? switch. It was like, you know,
the psychic switch.
You know, we say that, you know, karma will give you another opportunity to figure it out, right? I didn't figure it out when I was a kid. So karma is hit me over the head by the cosmic 2x4 with this one. And, you know, with this, it was a lot of trials and tribulations. It was not easy. It was not for the faint of heart, but I knew that I had to figure this out to keep my family safe. It's no different than a couple hundred years ago, we didn't know that viruses and bacteria existed because we can't see them with our naked eye. We have to look through them with a telescope.
A microscope.
Or a microscope.
See, I actually actually pay attention to everything you say.
Oh, more so than I do, apparently. I'm a little preoccupied with the tech difficulties. It's like, is it on?
It will be. It's going to be just fine.
Right?
Just breathe.
So anyways, with a microscope, we can start seeing these things. But before the microscope, we couldn't, and nobody washed their hands and people died.
But people had a feeling.
Right.
That if you washed your hands, you had less disease, but they didn't know why. They had a feeling. They had a sense of it. And everyone said, this was especially prevalent in the Civil War, I think in World War One.
Well, it started in England.
And it started in England, and you went to a midwife to have a baby, because if you went to a doctor, you were going to die. Midwives washed their hands. They used clean sheets. Everything was clean. It wasn't sterile, because sterile didn't exist then.
And these things, these beings and entities do exist. And we've said this before on the show, that every culture throughout civilization has words for angels, demons, ghosts, etc. If they didn't exist, why is that? Why is it throughout the history of time, throughout continents and countries, everyone has a word for these things?
And it's true for men and women. Men have a gut feeling, and that means that it's a man.
And I didn't have a gut. No. Sorry.
I think it's important to understand that everyone has psychic ability, and everyone uses this ability every single day, because if it didn't, you couldn't keep yourself safe.
Right. And part of the social media promotions is who has psychic ability. Well, we all do. But what makes it so hard to quantify is that everybody is psychic. But what the difference is, what abilities do people have and to what degree?
Okay. Let's talk about music for a second.
Okay. Let's talk about music.
I love music.
I know.
I learned to play 7 different instruments growing up, because I thought learning fingering and keyboard was all that stuff was really fascinating. But I'm not great at any of them. But I really, really love music. So my ability in music is kind of down here. But my brother had a master's degree in music, and he was a concert trumpeter, and he could play piano, and he could do all these amazing things. He had a different level. And when he heard a piece of music, he could hear all kinds of things. And then you have a conductor of an orchestra or a symphony. And a conductor can tell you who in which person playing which instrument is having a bad day and their instrument is not perfectly tuned. So that's a whole even higher level of ability than the person with a master's in music or even a PhD.
All right. Well, let's bring this down to everybody, because everybody can listen and appreciate music. They have certain genres they like, et cetera. But let's look at traffic. How many times have you been in the car and you're on the freeway and you can feel the cars around you? You know that Prius, for lack of a better word, is going to pull out right in front of you, okay? Or whatever it is, it's just going to pull out in front of you. You know that. But why do you know that?
And I was talking to my sons about this one time, and they're both car guys. And both of them looked at me and they said, well, we can tell you this guy is going really slow and they don't know where they are. And this guy is going to change lanes, but he doesn't have his blinker on. And this woman is afraid when she's driving. And I said, yeah, I can do that too. And I think that for people who say, you know, I'm not that psychic stuff, I think I had this conversation with a couple of people on a plane who are both scientists. And
just air quote scientists or real ones?
They were real scientists, real live scientists.
Proper use of air quotes. Thank you.
And they didn't, these people didn't believe in psychic ability. And when I brought up the traffic example, both of them said, oh, I totally do that.
Right. And I think we all do this. And what this does for us is it keeps us safe. When we can learn to listen to our intuition, we can learn to, it's a safety mechanism.
You learn how to listen on another level. It's like, I'll use ship captains because I know so many of them.
Yes.
Married one. Ship captains listen for the absence of certain noises. I mean, you know, if your main engine shuts down, okay, that's a big absence of a noise, and you're going to be dead in the water. That's really bad. but they listen for the rhythm, the frequency of the engine. They listen for how things are moving. And I talked to many submarine COs over the years, and I can't tell you how many of them who had had a bad situation happen told me, I knew it was coming. I could feel it. I knew this guy was going to create a problem, and this guy was going to create a problem, and this guy was going to create a problem.
And you can apply this to your workplace too.
And I said, so you knew in advance that these individuals were problem children, we call them problem people. And he said, yes, I did. And I said, what did you do about it? I mean, you know it's coming. What'd you do? He said, I documented it. I did everything I could. I could feel it coming. I knew it was coming. My gut instinct told me this was not going to be a good, you know, trip at sea. And so when we hit that other submarine, it was really, really bad.
It's worse than like bumping your car up against someone's bumper in a parking lot, isn't it?
Yeah, because they were submerged and it was not a good situation. And he had the documentation to prove that he had tried to take care of it. He had a feeling. And in that case, he acted on it because he trusted his instinct. And I think that I think it's important to understand that. I think throughout our lives, our abilities may be greater or lesser depending on what your situation
is. And what we need, exactly. And with that thought, we're going to come back to this because I think this is a really important thought about who has psychic ability, what does it look like, but talking about intuition more, because one of the best ways we can learn how to develop our psychic abilities is through intuition or with men that gut feeling. All right, you will be right back. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question or comment, give us a call and also check out theoillounge.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We are discussing the karma of being psychic.
Well, before we do that, we are back now on Facebook Live. And so go ahead and join us at The Karmic Path or at Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm going to be on my phone letting people know because it blew up saying, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
That's a good thing.
So it is a good thing. All right. So go ahead, Tina. Take it away while I play social media.
You're going to let me talk. Oh, I'm so thrilled.
I never let her do that.
When you have psychic ability, and I'm talking to you and our audience at the same time.
Okay.
When you have psychic ability and you can acknowledge it, because you can still be a scientist and have a feeling about trying a different route or different experiment or getting a sense of something. If you're a mom, you have a sense about your kids. And we talked about the traffic example. And the more you develop this, the better you get at it, and you learn to listen to yourself and you learn to trust yourself. And this is an element that is critically important for all of us, because so many times we don't trust that still small voice. Sometimes it's a loudspeaker in your head that's screaming at you, run, or don't do this, or don't change lanes right now. And that happened to me in Charleston a long time ago when we lived in Charleston in the dark ages. Yeah. When we still had a
submarine. When you were driving your rock car with your pet brontosaurus pulling it?
Yes. In the Flintstone era, when Charleston still had a naval base, which they no longer have. And I had to go back into work and it was dark and I pulled into the far left lane, which I have a tendency to do. And this voice said, move right two lanes right now. And so I'm a good naval officer. I took direction, moved right two lanes. And all of a sudden, as I'm moving right, I can see up ahead in my headlight beam, railroad ties are littering the left. It was a three-lane freeway. They were littering the left two lanes. I would have had a terrible accident. And I was just hoping that everybody else got that same,
same memo.
And I responded instantly, looking in my mirrors, of course, but I responded. And I was so grateful that I could hear that voice. I trusted it. I believed it. And I took the correct action, which kept me safe.
Okay, well, let's talk about developing our intuition, because that is the key element to learning how to grow your psychic abilities. And it's not necessarily through cards and other tools, but you yourself, or me, myself.
And I. I'm the I part.
I want to say she's my higher self, but I'm taller than her, so... but learning how to trust your intuition. And for some people, it takes practice because it's tied into our confidence, our ability to make that right decision.
If you were told as a child that you're dumb or you're stupid, or the adults in your life didn't believe in you, it's going to make it harder to believe in yourself. But if you were told to pay attention, to believe in yourself, and you could develop that, then it may come a little more naturally. If you weren't told that as a child, then it's time to develop that within yourself. Recognize you're a good person and that you are developing a huge connection with the divine.
When we listen to our intuition, that's what we're doing, right? We're connecting to the divine, our higher self, so that we can make those wise choices. Psychic ability isn't always about, remote viewing or seeing ghosts or whatever. There's many levels to it.
It has to start somewhere where you start to believe in yourself and you start to listen and react in a logical way. Even though you can't explain, I couldn't explain to somebody why I just whipped across the freeway right two lanes. Or I can give you a dozen examples of times when psychic ability warn me about something.
And I think that if we all take a moment and think about it, we can come up with those things that have happened to us where you listened to something and it worked out. Or, and I know this has happened to me before, and I think it's happened to everybody, you don't listen to that intuitive voice, that intuition, that gut feeling, and then the outcome wasn't as favorable as it could have been. Oh God, if I would have done this, it would have been.
You know, I had a feeling. That's what you get.
Right.
The person says, I had a feeling I should have done this. I had a feeling I should have brought this. And I'm mad at, and so now I'm mad at myself.
Right. But take that as a karmic opportunity, right?
You can say, instead of saying, I'm so mad at myself, I should have listened. Maybe you could say, I'm sorry, subconscious. I should have listened. Let's work together in the future and I'll pay more attention. I know that sounds really strange, and give your subconscious a beautiful name.
Strange.
I'm the queen of strange. And where I'm going with this is, if you give your subconscious an identity, a name, and remember, your subconscious self is the gatekeeper to higher self.
Let's repeat that again.
The subconscious, you have a conscious, and that's the part of that's chattering away today.
In the physical body that we're
you have a subconscious self, and that part of that subconscious self makes your eyes blink and your heartbeat and the blood flow throughout your body and keeps you safe. And the job of the subconscious is to keep you safe. So your subconscious is the gatekeeper to higher self. When they have that handshake connection, then higher self can warn the subconscious, which enables you as a trio to be a team, the conscious, the subconscious, the superconscious. You listen and you react as a well-coordinated team. And that takes a little time to develop. And the more you develop it, the more confident you get in what your subconscious is telling you.
And the more you can practice these things, other abilities may open up because you become more sensitive to those elements. You may start seeing something out of the corner of your eye, or you may be able to, there's a myriad of things. I mean, but a lot of these other skill sets, and I'm not going to call them abilities because let me tell you, there's sometimes they're no gift.
Well, they are abilities. They're not gifts.
Yeah.
And we're very adamant about not calling psychic ability a gift, because a gift is returnable. And I hear this every day.
When your six-year-old can see dead people hanging from trees, that's not a gift.
No, that's an ability that has a lot of responsibility that comes with it for the child as well as the parent. And you need a wise parent to handle a child like that. That's why you look so hard to find me.
Kissed a lot of psychofrogs along the way.
Well-intentioned. They're very well-intentioned. Yes. They wanted to help you.
It wasn't that they were necessarily bad or whatever. It was just that I was looking for the right fit because I had a lot of other psychics say, oh my gosh, her abilities are way above mine.
That's a little intimidating for a parent when you say.
Yeah. And she was, you know, she's 5 and 6 years old at the time. That was, you know, I was like, well, what do we do with this kid? So, and
there's an ocean of those children. That's the other thing. And if there's a parent out there who's got a psychic child, I think it's time to develop a relationship with the psychic part of that child, which is what you did. You kept a record and you listened to her and you believed her, which gave her confidence because you weren't criticizing her.
She's 6 years old.
Not anymore.
She can see everything and then some, and she's having these, predicting these futures that were just insane, and I like looking at bodies and, oh, you're sick, or oh, you're this, or whatever. I mean, it was crazy. It was the stuff that movies are made out of.
Well, sometimes when you have certain psychic abilities that begin to develop and you write them down, whether things happen to you in dreams. We had a lot of questions about dreams on our YouTube videos, and some people have read a lot of the ghost books, and they will say they've experienced some of the things that are in those ghost books. And it's an opportunity to recognize that you're not crazy. If your grandmother died and you still sense her presence, you're probably right. say the crossing over prayer, learn the practical tools to use, which is why we designed the courses we're about to release.
And you can find the crossing over prayer at ghosthelpers.com. If you think that you may have a ghost with you or a loved one with you that has died, use that prayer and help them cross over, because it's the compassion you would want for yourself. And wouldn't you want your loved one to go home, literally go home? Or would you want them to linger as a ghost?
That would be a cruel thing to do, whether the person meant it to be cruel. When people hold on to a ghost, it's not because they're being deliberately cruel.
Right.
We've seen that. As much as it's because
they love them and they're attached to them.
They don't want them to go away.
Yeah.
Now, we can look at the opposite end of the spectrum. And I think that when you're developing your psychic ability, most of the time you're quiet about it. I mean, I know as a naval officer, it wasn't like I was going to announce, oh my gosh, I can sense there's a ghost. And I had those situations where I knew there was a ghost with me and I couldn't figure it out And in one case, it was the ghost of a grandfather who died. And I, the very next morning, and he came to me, I don't know who he was. He came to me and the very next day, because I could feel him. I just knew there was somebody there. And then the next day I got a Red Cross notification that one of the radioman's grandfathers had died. And I had to take him into a private room and sit him down and explain very kindly, so sorry to have to tell you this, but your grandfather died. And it was a really powerful situation because his grandfather raised him. And this poor guy just burst into tears. I don't think I was quite expecting that, but I felt really, really, and I told his, you know, leading chief petty officer that this has happened and he may have to go home because this was his primary parent. So we were going to have to get him home on emergency leave. But I could feel, and as soon as I had conveyed the information about his grandfather, I didn't feel a ghost anymore. And I knew it was the grandfather who was there.
Okay. Yeah.
But I didn't. And long ago, I didn't know how to cross him over.
Right. And that's something that we're hoping to help change with things. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about some things that have happened to me with my dad and psychic abilities. And before we do that, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We're discussing psychic ability, and I'm going to turn this over to Laura because she has a very interesting story about something that happened to her.
Well, back when I was younger, I would always have these feelings or these senses, but I didn't know what to do with them. But the other thing is there's probably nothing I could do about them. There were certain friends that I had that I knew were going to die.
And it's got to be horrible.
It was horrible. And then when it would happen, it was horrible because could I have done something? Could I have said something? And, you know, in each case, it was kind of a freak accident. And the last three happened when I was, you know, 19, 20. And I remember thinking that one of my friends was going to die in this car accident. And it was a really good friend of mine, one of those, you know, your close high school friends. And I kept getting this urge like, oh my God, you know, but what do you do about that? And then at work, I used to bartend in college, and I'm at work and I find out that one of my coworkers died in a car accident. I'm like, oh, phew. Okay, my friend is going to be okay. Not that it was, oh, phew, someone died, but.
Not believe you said that.
You know what I mean? It was like not my best friend, but it was still sad. Okay.
You couldn't determine for whom the premonition was for.
Or so I thought, because the next week later, she died in a car accident.
Which makes you wonder, are some things just preordained?
Are some futures permanent and some are fluid? And I want to go back. I want to kind of talk about psychics and readings. A lot of people will go to a psychic to get a reading. And you have to be wise about this. So, for example, if a psychic says, oh, I see you with a tall, dark, handsome guy, and he's got like a mustache, I don't know, whatever, and he's your soulmate, you're going to marry him. Well, now you're out looking for this person with intention. And what if you see this guy, but it's not the guy you're supposed to meet, but the psychic said he's got like this mustache and he's got this, like, I don't know, maybe he's like a, I don't know, Latin background, whatever it is. And you start seeking that out, but you find the wrong person. That psychic gave you information that may or may not have been true, but you've changed your karmic path. And now you met this other guy who is not supposed to be with you, and he may be dangerous. He may be a narcissist, and you're wondering what the heck.
I think it's important to understand. Laura and I are approached all the time, and they'll say, when you look at me, what do you see? And can you do a reading for me?
I had this happen the other day, and I'm thinking, I see an adulterer.
Oh my gosh.
But
and I think the point,
but I didn't say that.
The point I want to make is that each of us has an unlimited number of potential futures based on every decision we make every minute. And the reason we started this episode or this show with the concept that if you may have elevated karma, if you have psychic ability and you use it, especially if you're telling a future, no matter how you decide to tell that future, or no matter what magic tool you use, if you tell someone's future and you now create in that person's mind a new reality, and that person goes off, they were supposed to go this way, but now you have them veering off this way. That 1 degree off could be hugely off. And now this person believes you. You're the psychic and you're the fortune teller or the reader or the channeler, whatever term you're using. And you think you got this information. It's right for that person. The truth is you don't really know whether it's right for that person. That person has an unlimited number of potential futures. You may have seen 0.01% of one possibility that may or may not ever happen. And that's a really terrifying thing.
And sometimes, yes. And sometimes they're set in stone. And back to, you know, I was talking about predicting friends' deaths, so to speak, the worst one came to me. And this is, I did something that I shouldn't have done. I didn't know I wasn't, you know, but I was so panicky. And I remember my girls were little, and I think my youngest was around 5 or so. And my dad loved the art of finding the cheapest airfare to anywhere on the planet. It didn't matter. As long as he got a good deal, that was just great with him. And he lives in a different part of the country. And he says, hey, Brenda and I, his wife, who is just amazing, got
some cheap tickets to go to Vegas. Do you and the girls want to drive out to Vegas for Thanksgiving? And I'm like, Vegas at Thanksgiving? Guess I'm not making a turkey. But, you know, okay, because it was an opportunity to see my dad and my stepmom. And the minute I see my dad, I see that he is just gray. And he took the girls and they ran off and he was playing with them, having a great time. And I looked at my stepmom and I'm like, oh my God, you have to get him to the doctor. He's going to die. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. There's something wrong with him. And I shouldn't have done that to her. That was really unfair of me to do that. I was in such a panic.
Okay. So as a wiser person now, because you learned from experience, if you could do it again, how would you do it differently?
I understand now that everybody has a time frame that they're supposed to be here. And it was simply my dad's time to leave. What ended up happening is he goes to, they're having a great time. And it was the last time my kids saw their only grandfather healthy again, because my in-laws died literally the year before, both of them. And it was really tough. It was like the sucker punch of my life. And they got back from their trip and all of a sudden he had a really bad back pains and he ended up having pancreatic cancer and he died within 6 weeks. So something was already set in stone. That motion was already in play. That grayness that I saw in his auric field was already there and it was irreversible.
What that grayness is, so let's give it a name. Let's define it. It's called, basically, etheric rigor mortis is beginning to set in. I know that's a mouthful, but a person dies by degrees. The process is the same for every soul. It is just what it is. So for some people, it's a longer, you know, path, but for some people, it's very short. And basically, the death process starts in the etheric structure of the body. And that's the grayness that you saw. And I've seen that too.
And
Edgar Cayce.
And by the way, that's no gift. It is no gift to see that somebody's going to die.
Yes, it's happened to me as well. Now, let's go back to the fortune teller, because there's a very interesting story that's told by a remarkable man by the name of Richard Lawrence, who wrote a wonderful book about psychic ability. And in this book, he tells the story of the psychic who was a palm reader. And apparently this was a famous palm reader. And this man goes and says, oh, can you read my hand? And he says, oh, what do you see? And he says, the psychic says, oh my gosh, I can see that you've tried something several times and you've always failed. But I can see that this time that you're going to be successful. And the man said, oh, thank you very much. And he went home and he's tried it several times, but this time he successfully killed himself. The psychic found this out, was so horrified that he never read another palm the rest of his life, feeling that he had used his psychic ability to contribute to the death of another person. He didn't mean to be negative, but the problem is, who was really talking to that psychic?
Right.
You don't really know who's talking to the psychic, especially when you go to anybody who's telling you a future.
Don't hand your power over to a psychic blindly. I've had a lot of people say, well, what do you see or what should I do? It's like, you know what? What rings true for you? And it's a little more difficult to do some soul searching in that aspect. But it's much more powerful when you get to the other side.
Okay, now let's look at this from a karmic viewpoint. If I see somebody comes up and say, what do you see? I don't allow that person to put me in a position of saying, what do you see? I say, you know, I don't do readings. I'm not that kind of a psychic. And they say, well, but can you? And I said, you have to understand I use what ability I have for what works for me is the highest good by teaching how things work and giving you the power to discern within yourself what's going on within yourself. And this was in a time when I was taking private clients. And I'd say, if you wanted to work as a private client, then I can help you discover it. But I am not going to say, I see this in you and this in you and this in you, because I'm not going to take your power. I'm going to ensure that you keep your power, because karmically, it means I have in no way, shape, or form harmed that person. And when someone's doing readings, they are inherently harming the person. I know that may not be a popular viewpoint.
Well, and it's not intentionally harming them, but
you may not be intentional, but
you have to be careful. And I see on Facebook a lot of times, oh, I'm doing free readings, or I'll read to the person I'm drawn to. And you're giving away your power to a complete stranger. How do you know?
How do you know that that person is not an energy vampire? How do you know that that person isn't trolling? Today it's Facebook, tomorrow it could be something else, just so they can find a person who wants someone to tell them that they're going to be okay. And if you want to give your power to someone so that you think they can help you, maybe the lesson is to learn to keep your power within yourself and make a direct connection to the divine. You don't need an intermediary.
No.
You simply need your personal connection to the divine without another mortal person in the way. I don't care what their faith or what their belief is. Within you is the power to connect directly to God, period. There's my soapbox. And it made me 2 inches taller.
Okay, one less pillow to sit on.
Yeah, no, I got 3 pillows. I'm still sitting on 3 pillows. All so right. my point taller. Is that that palm reader in that story had magnified karma.
He did. And he learned the lesson. I mean, we're all here for these lessons. We're all spiritual beings. We see a lot of times, you're more spiritual or I'm more spiritual. No, we're all spiritual beings. This is a harmonic scale of spirituality. He learned a lesson that was very, very important. And maybe he stopped from harming someone else because of that.
Well, there's a very important, elephant in the room question. Why didn't he see this man's death?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a really good question?
It's a good question because somehow he wasn't allowed to. But also maybe that man was, I hate to say that, this part of his path that he had to figure out how to overcome whatever he was doing. And now he's going to have to maybe do it over again. We're not, that's not ours to judge. It's not ours to look at.
It's not ours to judge why, but the psychic, this is a really, really important point.
But
that psychic couldn't see that man's death was literally within 24 hours. It wasn't visible. Maybe that wasn't the real future he was supposed to see.
All right. And we're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. If you are ever really concerned about not hearing us, you can download the free app to your phone. We know our husbands do all the time.
Yes, because they never hear us enough.
All right. Seriously, we'll be back in a few minutes.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Our producer, Kat, has someone has sent a question in. So, Kat, would you like to go ahead and ask the question?
Sure thing. All right. Here's a question from a listener. It's, can people with psychic ability use it for evil?
Yes. That would be an understatement.
Well, there's one. I think a prime example of that would be Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler had a sterling silver Ouija board that was just recently discovered in Argentina.
And, you know, he hired and employed psychics of all kinds. But let's bring it back to the average person. Yes, they can be. You know, we see empaths a lot of the time who seem to have issues with narcissistic behaviors or people that want to...
People in their life with narcissistic behaviors?
Yes, because these narcissists want to drain that empath. Actually, we have a class on that. I just remembered that.
Slaying the energy vampire. We do have a class on that because it's so prevalent. I think there's two kinds of situations here. You have the person who is genuinely not, that person didn't receive enough perhaps as a child. Maybe their mother didn't love them or their father died or something happened. And that person is constantly looking for the love and the security and holding
the
on
neediness.
To the need. Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect word. The neediness that never leaves them. So they are, when they're with you, you're just exhausted and you're not quite sure why. And that person is not deliberately trying to be mean or evil or harm you. But you have other people who are very, very conscious. They are practicing black magic. And they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing and they know how to drain you dry. And you won't necessarily discover it. And there are people who consciously practice black magic. And this black magic, I mean, you can see it manifested in drug gangs or any kind of a gang where they do all these horrible, horrible things because it's a very, very, very low frequency.
And you can see it a lot of times in the workplace. If you have somebody who is attracted to drama or gossip or something like that, they're using a form of psychic ability to drain people and throw them off balance to capture their energy. It sounds kind of esoteric, but if you think back in your life of somebody, you go into a room, let's say it's like a work meeting. You're in a meeting at work and this person is there and you leave absolutely exhausted by just being in the presence of that person.
Could be your parent.
Oh,
could be a sibling. Everything is this staggering drama. And that person is using a form of, I hate to use the word psychic ability, but they're using their emotions. That's probably a more accurate term. They're using their emotions to reach out through the aka cords that connect all of us and just siphon everybody dry. My husband was at sea, and he went to sea one time for 8 months, and I had to work. He was the XO of a submarine tender. They repaired submarines. Anyway, the ship was gone for 8 months, and the ombudsman of the ship was an energy vampire, and she created, it was just a ship with 1,400 people. How this woman managed over and over and over to create these horrendous dramas that drove me stark raving mad. I was working full time. I was the XO of a submarine training facility. Every time I turned around, the captain's wife and I were constantly putting out the fire this woman had created. And I asked her, I said, it seems like all you do is create drama. And she said, you know, I know. My doctor says I'm addicted to adrenaline and I have to have the drama. And so I'm really sorry. And I said, and maybe you shouldn't have this job. And I think that this job may be too taxing for you. And so we replaced her with a person who was just, this woman was level-headed and calm, because this ship had 400 women on board and their husbands had problem. And this woman was just eating this up with a spoon. Well,
and yeah, let's
that's a classic example. We were able to replace her because she wasn't an employee. She volunteered. Mm-hmm. And we just said this is too much for you. And I mean an executive decision.
But back to psychic ability, and you can see this. If you go and see a healer, make sure, ask that healer, and it could be a Reiki person, it could be anything, an energy shaman, healer, shaman, whatever.
Someone who claims they are of that kind of a person.
A lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, they're using their psychic ability for not your greater good, but for their greater good by draining your energy. So before you see any type of a healer person, I'm using healers because when we go see somebody like that, we're in a state of vulnerability to start with.
That's
a
really good point.
There's a chink in our armor that we're trying to fix. Ask that person, what do you do to cleanse or clear yourself between clients? Just like a normal doctor or nurse who washes their hands between patients, what do they...
Cleans their medical tools.
Cleans their medical tools. What do they do if they're using crystals or something? What do they do to clear the crystals between clients? Or are they just moving forward from patient to patient and the energy builds up into the walls and the devices that the energy healer is using, and it can get stuck on you or me and we don't know it?
Just because you can't see the toxicity that's in the room doesn't mean it isn't there. And just because you're in a vulnerable state, if you have a bad feeling about it when you're there or it doesn't feel right,
run.
Yeah, do not go back. And to be honest, if the person says, you know, I clean it with a little sage,
it's not going to be enough.
That will never be enough. And if they never clean their crystals, walk out the door.
And another term, and we're throwing this out without going into it in a whole deeper way, but disconnecting Akka cords between clients and patients is huge. So you're going
to
ask...
Meaning you disconnect your connection to the previous patient.
So that way their energy doesn't get onto you or their ailment. And, you know, if we think about certain things, there are certain illnesses that kind of run in families. Why is this? It's an energy signature. But energy can be changed. It can be manipulated.
And I think that that's important for all of us to understand that sometimes it's really important to listen to yourself. Maybe that person isn't the best for you. But sometimes if that person's not the best for you, they're also a teacher. The Tibetans say your enemy is your greatest teacher. But if that person was sucking you dry, look at what did you learn from that person? The karma never wastes energy.
You know what? I'm going to plug that class real quick. I know we weren't planning on it, but if you go to thekarmicpath.com and on the courses tab, there's a class called The Empath's Guide to Slaying the Energy Vampire. It's a one-hour course, and it's full of information. It's not one of those typical online courses where you sit for an hour and you get one little nugget. Every minute is full of information.
It's information dense.
Yeah.
And if you really love some of the jewels you get from us on this show, you might really benefit from that class, especially if you want to understand some things that you think have been happening. And there's another element here, and that is that that person's spiritual path, whether they're a healer, whether they're a shaman and they're trying to help you on your path, or whatever that person's label is. And a lot of people have a label that works for them. I don't necessarily have one, but other people have labels that work for them. And make sure that you do as much due diligence as you can about that person, because that person has a responsibility, and you don't want to have that responsibility create harm within you.
And you have to be responsible for your own self as well. It's a two-way street.
Okay, so we're going to finish this up really quickly. Psychic ability is not a gift. It is actually
an ability
that every person has.
You learn and earn it throughout many lifetimes, and with it comes, like you said, a lot of responsibility. And the greater the responsibility somebody has, the greater the karma is. So for example, if as a police officer is abusing his wife or something like this, he is being held to a higher standard. If a priest is molesting a child in the name of God, they're being held to a higher standard. If
a psychic is abusing you and they have worked and worked to develop this ability, and the subconscious of the person believes them, they're being held to a higher standard. And far more, so the karmic level is much higher. And so basically, the greater your ability, no matter what your job, the greater the karma is magnified. So just as a reminder, we're just ordinary people seeking the greatest good for as many people as possible by studying the laws of karma in the normal and the paranormal world.
And we want to thank you for listening to the Karmic Path and Transformation Talk Radio. And we want to also thank Kat Grebe, our producer, and thank you, Kat, for pinch hitting with the tech difficulties we had. We really appreciate that. And we also want to thank our sponsors at the Oil Lounge. If you haven't checked them out, please do. They're going to be announcing some winners. They were on last week. They're going to be announcing some winners of some essential oils that they're going to be giving away here. So check them out at theoillounge.com. And if you get a chance, also check out the Empath's Guide to Slaying Energy Vampires. And we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with the Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.